You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
I'm really good, Rachel. Thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Lots to get through today. Let's start with congestion charges. It's looking very likely that we'll be getting those in Tamaki Makaurau in the next 2 years now. This is something that the Mayor is very keen on and that Council has been pretty supportive of too. We're not, you know, this is not a new conversation. There's been 12 years of the Super City and it's always been floated as a possibility. What are the kind of key points that the Council is focusing on in terms of bringing in congestion charges? Charging at this point?
Okay, so you're quite right in saying this is not new for Auckland Council sort of to look at it. I remember being part of a discussion that Mayor Gough had with representatives from Singapore on this sort of last term. So it's been mooted around for a while, but this is the first time it's kind of come to a head and being discussed by way of a resolution. Now, there are a whole lot of factors at play here. One, there is a difference between congestion charging and what they call time of use charging, right? One is congestion charging, my understanding is that congestion charging is like drawing a ring around the city and saying, if you move over that line, you'll have a charge for coming in and out of the city, all right? So it kind of immediately stops the problems of rat running through suburban streets instead of using the kind of main motorways, right? So that's kind of a common tool that is used in many international cities. Because, I mean, congestion costs... you know, cities lots of money, even in Auckland. Yep. You know, they think that we're talking between, you know, $9.9 billion and over up to $1.3 billion. But the mayor has been talking about a slightly different model, which is called time of use charging. And that means that, and he's looking at that with regards to the motorways, and that means that, look, if you travel on the motorway between X time and X time, you would get charged for that as opposed to any other time when it's potentially not as busy. And I mean, I suppose an easy thing to talk about is, you know, it's pretty obvious when there's school holidays on, or you know, there are definitely times that people feel that they can travel, you know, on the motorway when it's potentially not as congested as other times. So that's kind of the theory behind that. Now, the difficulty with all this is that motorways, of course, are paid for and governed by central government, their agency called Waka Kotahi. So whilst you might want this in theory, and there's a lot of background work to be done, it's certainly a conversation that has to be had with central government. And as you will be aware, we don't really have...
We're still waiting on who that might be at the moment. But one thing I wanted to ask before we get too far away from it, Desley, is so that is a really interesting framework, which I've seen a lot of people talking about the benefits of that particular model. There are also some concerns perhaps that you may just shunt the congestion to different sides of your time band. And also there are some concerns about whether or not there is going to be an equity issue in terms of low-wage workers and people who don't have the option of travelling on a different mode of transport at a different time. Is these things that the council is looking at ways of mitigating through, you know, also bringing in this type of traffic control?
Look, absolutely. And, you know, one thing that you haven't mentioned is the number one thing is that you've got to have an alternative. You know, some people drive because they choose to. Some people drive because they don't have any other choice, right? And you know, we have to do better with our public transport. Yes, in some parts of Auckland, it's really good. You know, I think that on the shore, it's got what, I think it's one of the best sort of public transport, certainly bus transport options that we have in Auckland. It's fast, it's relatively, on time, etc. And it is certainly well utilised. But look, there are still parts of the region that struggle to have public transport. We're building the Eastern Busway, and that's not finished. We still haven't got the CRL operational yet, and that won't come online till 2026, and we still don't know if that's a definitive date, because one thing is to finish that construction, a second thing is to make sure that it operates effectively, and that takes a while to get through. The Northwestern busway has just sort of started. So you have to have an alternative, is one thing. You have to look at conditions and exceptions, some of which you have mentioned. So there's a lot of water to go under the bridge, I think.
There is a lot of water to go under the bridge. Is 2 years a reasonable time frame in that case? I mean, obviously, this is a conversation we need to have urgency on when we are looking at it in the scope of climate change, but is 2 years a reasonable time frame, do you think, to be bringing this in with efficiency?
Well, like everything that the mayor has done around his manifesto, which I have to say, yet again, I do support, and this is mentioned in his manifesto, it's about having that conversation with central government about what we want. So he's saying, and he got the mandate, 11 votes to 2, I think it was, he got the mandate to do some more work around this, to sort of be able to frame something that goes to central government that says, this is what we want to do. Now, we can't do it on our own. We need their support. But he has always said, go to central government with what we want. Don't be dictated to with what they want. Mm-hmm. He said, mentioned in the manifesto, this is another step, is taking another way of getting a working group together to work through some of those details and discuss it with the incoming Prime Minister, the Minister of Transport, etc. And look, you know, if the Mayor's desire of better, faster, cheaper, and the government is to, you know, get on and, you know, change the way we've done things and be more efficient, etc., well, it may work.
Yeah, well, this is going to be a really interesting one to come back to. Obviously, when we have some sort of central government to look at, we'll be able to, I guess, get a bit more of a picture of this as well. But let's talk about the beaches in Tamaki Makaurau. People will have heard about exotic kalurpa, which is a seaweed that is becoming a pest problem, quite a significant pest problem for Auckland. What's the advice from council at the moment in terms of, the public making sure they're not making this problem worse, perhaps?
Yeah, Rachel, I have to say this is something that is causing me a lot of concern. You know, I've been aware of this for a couple of months and taken the time to educate myself with biosecurity experts. I've spoken to the local board chair on RTN Great Barrier, etc., and the Mayoral Office. It is a real concern. It's a seaweed that is basically smothering our ocean floor and causing extreme damage to the, you know, our mussel beds, our scallop beds, and it's a real threat, I think, to ecology of our very, very precious Hauraki Gulf. Now, it is bred on the ocean floor, so from a boaty perspective, it actually doesn't come from a hull. It actually happens when the boats put down their anchor,
right?
Pull up their anchor, and the anchor may catch parts of the kalurpa, and it's brought back on. And if it's not taken off the anchor, and the boat moves to another location and down it goes, well, then off it goes like wildfire. So there are some key messages around when you do bring your anchor up, please check it. If you see, you know, you might not know what it is. So when in doubt, I would say take whatever it is off your anchor, bag it, and MPI are saying, you know, take it back to the mainland.
Right.
Now, of course, RTN Great Barrier doesn't have rubbish bins, so it's really important to take it back to the mainland and not leave it on some of the islands. It has been found in three areas of Auckland, RTN Great Barrier, Irish Shoal, which is in the west of Kawau, and Onitangi at Waiheke Island. And they have, you know, we have done some work around trying to ascertain, you know, how big it is, and it's you know, over 800 hectares, they reckon, at Aotea, 400 in Waiheke, so it's quite a big area.
Yeah.
Ngāti Pai have imposed a rāhui at Waiheke Island on disturbing the seabed or anchoring within 1 nautical mile, which, interestingly, isn't the same as 1 kilometre, it's 1.8 kilometres, of Thompson's Point or Onitangi. And, you know, there have been some diving and hand removal at Aotea Great Barrier. So, look, you know, I could talk to you about this all day.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, where can people find key information about this? Because I'm sure, you know, it's coming into that summer season now. People do want to go out if they're lucky enough to have a boat. It's a nice thing to be able to enjoy in Auckland. But where can they find information about how to make sure that they are, you know, not damaging the environment at the same time? Where's a good place to go and find out a bit more about these locations to be cautious around? And also what it is that Kalupa looks like as well, so people can identify it.
Look, an updated messaging campaign for this summer is being prepared by MPI because, you know, that's the major agency on this. And the likely focus is, you know, on reporting any sightings of it and disposing of it safely, et cetera, if it's found. They will be making advertising campaigns, posters and flyers around that. And I'll probably speak to you a little bit more about it as you come, as you say, closer to the holiday period. But council also is providing localised messaging to inform boaties, fishermen and divers where Kalupa has been found and where to avoid anchoring or fishing so not to spread it. You know, in my area we've got a lot of marinas and stuff, and so, you know, my area will have a lot of promotion around that. I think we all are very conscious of aware that, you know, people want to enjoy our wonderful Waitemata, Hauraki Gulf, etc. during the holiday period, but I think everyone will be very conscious that they don't want to add to the concern of the spread of this.
Absolutely, absolutely. So lots to be aware of if you are getting out in the water this summer, and we will come back to that. Thank you for your time this morning, Desley. We will talk to you next Tuesday. Have a lovely week until then. Take care.
You too. Thanks, Rachel.
Kia ora.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.